Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, 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 holla. Welcome back. Welcome back. Create something today. Just create something today. You'll feel a lot better. It's the topic of today's Every Day Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley, your host. The man who left the J-O-B, the jump out of bed, the journey of the broke, the just over broke, May 6, 2005, flashing the middle finger to the boss. That's not true. I just say that. It's a metaphorical thing. But I did go broke, and I did go bankrupt, and I did get made fun of, mocked, ridiculed, laughed at, ha, 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 every day Saturday. You're broke, loser. Well, that's true, man. All of that was true and some. I'm probably not even giving enough credit to how stupid of a fall from grace that was. But today's 2019, and I don't know when you're listening to this. You could be listening to the same day I record it, July 10th, 2019. You might be listening to it 5 years from now. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. It's been now 14 years since everyone, ha, loser. So, you know, time kind of passes. When you make mistakes and you fail and you try, and yeah, I talk about this all the time, I think as recently as yesterday, that if you're not failing, man, what the hell are you doing with your life? Please tell me you're not playing it safe. Please, for the love of God, don't tell me you're going to wake up today, do the exact same damn thing you did yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. And then you're going to look back and think, what? I don't understand how I don't have this sense of fulfillment in my life. Like, I don't know what it is. I just don't have passion, or I don't have purpose. If you want passion and you want purpose, you control all of that. True or true? Come on now. What are you creating? What is something different that you're going to do today? And I don't even mean monumental. You don't got to go off to Tibet and study with monks today. I'm just saying, how about if you're in the space that I'm in, coaching, consulting, online marketing, how about creating one piece of content? How about sharing a 15-second story on your Instagram or on Facebook or, wait for it, both, or on LinkedIn as well? Let me give you an example. If you follow me on Instagram, I've been really hitting the stories hard and just sharing photos or videos and things like that. So yesterday I took a 1-minute video clip that I uploaded to Instagram probably a year or even two ago. This is how you repurpose content, guys. And by the way, this is creating, all right? You create something one time, you can use it over and over and over and over again because it's, oh, wait a minute, Sam, I put that on Instagram 2 years ago. People are going to know. Yeah, I don't want to burst your bubble, man. Can we just be friends here? Nobody's watching your feed that closely to know what you posted a year or two ago. They're just not. You could chop that thing up and show it every other week and nobody would know. Do you honestly think all 3,000 people who follow you are seeing your content? Facebook shows less than 2% of your stuff to your followers, all right? But I have 5,000 friends. Yeah, 4,900 of them don't see anything, okay? So you can take one piece of content, a video, and look, you could be in anything. You could be a lawyer, a mortgage company, a realtor, an insurance agent, a preacher, a teacher. You should be sharing your intellectual property all day, every day. I took a video I uploaded to Instagram 2 years ago, and it was a 1-minute video of me on Fox News just getting interviewed about every day is Saturday. And the video I got from my YouTube channel that I uploaded like 8 years ago. So, and I chopped that from 8 minutes of video or 10 minutes down to 1 minute. So I uploaded it to my Facebook story, which is my personal feed. Then I uploaded it to my Instagram story, which is my business feed, which also populates my Facebook business page. They're linked together. Yes, they do all that for you. You don't got to do anything but just hit upload, and it all goes to these different places. Now, here's one thing. It's getting a little tricky-wicky, so here's a little bit of social media training for you. You're going to catch on to this real quick. But Sam, the stories, they're only 15 seconds long. How did you upload 1 minute of video to your stories where it only allows me to upload 15 seconds? Well, there's this little scissors icon at the top of the stories, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, and you just trim it 15 seconds at a time. So here's the one thing you're going to have to know. After the first, let's say you got 1 minute of content. I know this is getting a little deep into the weeds, but guys, this is how I make a living. Okay, I don't buy ads. I haven't spent one penny. All these people are buying ads. Oh, my Facebook ads. I'm trying to retarget. Look, Facebook ads are great. There's people doing $100 million a month on Facebook. Yes, revenue. Yeah, of course. But my audience is not that. My audience is not Ford Motor Corporation. Okay, my audience is Mr. and Mrs. Entrepreneur who wants to add significance to their life and have freedom to be able to live the life that they desire, that they deserve. So I'm not talking about $100 million of ads you got to spend on Facebook. You want to spend that much money, or $5,000 or $10,000 a month? That's great. Look, there's a whole different business for that. I'm talking about creating content every day that people consume. I don't care if at very first it's your mother and your uncle that are watching it. It doesn't matter. You don't get caught up in, wait a minute, if you don't have an audience, how are you going to get an audience? You're going to buy it. Are you going to have it organically build? I teach the organically build method because that's how I feed my family of six, by creating this podcast every day and creating social media content. I don't struggle with it. I don't sit around and map it out and diagram it and put it on a whiteboard. I just create. Guys, keep it simple. I just create what people want. People want to be inspired. And then after they're inspired, give me something. Give me some meaty stuff, Sam. Just something to sink my teeth into that I can do today. Okay, great. So when you upload that 1 minute of content, use the little trimmer thing at the top of the Instagram or Facebook stories. You'll see scissors up there. Stop it after the first 15 seconds. Cut it, upload it. And then you've got this, upload the exact same 1 minute video again. All right, this is going to be a second part of your Instagram story. And then forward it 15 seconds to where you cut the previous one. Stop it, cut that. Add 15 more seconds. Do that four times. You've got the entire 1 minute video inside of your stories. Now, why wouldn't you upload it directly to Instagram or Facebook? Why do it? You can. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying I've already uploaded my Instagram feed a year ago. So now I'm going back through my feed, looking at different videos and things like that, photos that I've uploaded that nobody even remembers. I don't even remember they're there. And I'm the person that uploaded them. And I'm going to, here's a word for you to use always in marketing, guys. Always repurpose. If you remember that word, repurpose, you'll save yourself a lot of aggravation. You will add so much more content to your library. Repurpose this content that you've shared 6 years ago. Put it back up there, guys, with a quote, with a different message to today that's relevant right now. Or not. You don't even need to. Quit thinking. See, I get a lot of engineers. This is the year that I've brought on engineers and financial planners. All right. I don't know why this is a year for engineers and financial planners, but when I bring on engineers and financial planners as clients, people who come to me are making pretty good money. All right. It's not about the money for them. It's about significance. They're like, Sam, I've made the money, or I'm in the process of making money. I don't even care. Here's the thing. They don't care about money. All right. When we work together one-on-one, they need to take a vow that they're not going to focus on money. Because when you focus on money, you're just like the rest of the world, man. You're at that secular mindset of, oh, it's got to be about the money. At what point does it become about adding value and living a life of significance for you? Okay? I mean, at some point, it's got to be that. So people that come to me, it's never usually, most of the time, it's not about the money. Okay? So if it's not about the money, what's it about? It's about living a life of significance, about giving back, about giving. Now, here's the funny thing. When they start to add the value and the content and creating, then the money shows up again and again and again. They're like, damn, what's going on? Hey, I told you. I don't want to be the one to say I told you, but I told you it's going to work out that way. So when you have that video, for example, and you've uploaded it to Instagram and you've uploaded it to Facebook, put it on LinkedIn too. Upload the same darn one to LinkedIn as well. Now you've got another platform. If it's not on YouTube, upload. Repurpose. Don't go finding, I got to create new. You don't got to create anything new. What's old is new again. You've got all these new followers and fans and people that didn't even know you 6 months ago, let alone 6 years ago. Put that same content up there with a call to action. What do you think my call to action is? Hey, everybody, go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. Set up your 30-minute free power call with me. I'm going to call you from my cell phone, and we're going to mastermind for a half hour, and then I am going to share with you an opportunity how you and I can work together one-on-one so I can hold you accountable to living every day a Saturday lifestyle. That's it. That's my call to action. What's your call to action? And if you don't know what that is, you're not clear on what your message is, all the more reason to contact me so we can start coaching, and I'll have it done in less than 5 minutes for you. I mean, that's the one gift God gave me is the gift of clarity and messaging. That's what clients hire me for. And then to get that out there, just as tip today, guys, create something. Okay, that was the whole thing. We started out the podcast today. It is so much more fun to create than it is to maintain. When you're creating something, you are on fire. And when you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up. That's what happens when you create. When you maintain, you're like everybody else out there. Ho diddy hum da da dum da da dum, going to the job that I hate so much. Don't do that. Don't be that person. Nobody wants to be around that person. All right, you show up at parties. Does the energy level go up or down in the room when you go in there? Figure that out. Because when you're creating, the energy level always goes up. All right, let's get after it. I'm going to create. This is my first creation of the day. It's not my last. It's my first creation of the day here on the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Make sure if you're not on my email list, come on. I'm not even going to do that. Is that even possible? Go to everydaysaturday.com. I got a free audio for you called The Power of a Dream. And you'll also be emailed. I never sell anything on email ever. It's always motivation, inspirational stuff, never spam, not an affiliate for anybody. So it's probably the best email list you'll ever be on. And follow me on social media, at Sam Crowley on Twitter, at Every Day is Saturday on Instagram. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know you're listening, and let me know what you're creating. And let me know when we're going to work together. That's what I really want to know, man. I'd love to work with you one-on-one. Let's do it, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.